from the very heart of evergreen forests. Under the starry sky of the desert, with the radiance of silver-colored sand, in the midst of proud mountains. Close up, Iran.
Hello, I am Mitra, an Iranian nature traveler. To know more about the wonders and beauties of magnificent Iran, keep me company. Airports are interesting places, in my view, especially when your flight is delayed. I am now sitting in the airport's coffee shop, drinking my tea and watching people coming and going. My destination is Khuzestan province, the city of Shush. I'm going to visit Shush Castle. Surely it will be an exciting trip. Stay with me. Shush Castle is a castle which was built on a historical hill in Shush by the French during the Qajarid era. This castle was constructed in 1898 by French archaeologist Jean-Jacques de Morgan as a secure base for archaeological exploration and excavation. The structure was built with the help of local Des Folies craftsmen in European-style architecture. It was constructed with bricks taken from two other archaeological sites, the Achaemenid Darius Castle, that is Apadana Palace in Shush, and the Elamite Choghazanbil Ziggurat. Jacques de Morgan led the French archaeologist team in Iran and in Shush for 15 years, from 1897 to 1912. This team found two important historical relics in its excavations, including a cuneiform tablet inscribed with the code of Hammurabi and the statue of Napirasu. I am now in the beautiful city of Shush. Shush Castle, which is also known as De Morgan Castle, is located near Daniel Nabi Shrine. I don't have a long way to the castle, and I'd better walk this way and enjoy the scenery. I am now in the area of Shush Castle. This structure is magnificent. The plan of this castle is very similar to the medieval castles and has a trapezoid shape. This castle has 2 yards. In order to reach the first yard, I have to walk up these stairs. Well, there is a small corridor. And here we have the first yard. In this yard, there are the archaeological tools of the French archaeologists. The first yard is almost small and has way to the second yard with several stairs. Oh, thank God. There are not so many stairs. And this is the second yard. What a big yard. Oh, everywhere, even the floor, is covered with bricks. Walking on these bricks gives me a nice feeling. This yard is surrounded by several chambers. Let's see inside them. I am now in one of the chambers of Shush Castle. The walls have paintings in green color. Around the entrance door, there are paintings of turtles. And on this wall, there is the painting of a large tree with the stems and roots entangled. And here we can enter another chamber, and it's interesting to note that around the entrance of this chamber has the paintings of turtles. This chamber, like the first one, is empty. However, it has many different paintings on its walls, such as the painting of camel, palm tree, ram, panda, and zebra. Of course, Shush Castle is not just these chambers. You have to visit this place yourself and see its beauties with your own eyes.
Until next time, goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.